Newsletter, April 2024. Making the most of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. I doubt there's an astrology fan anywhere in the world who doesn't realize that Jupiter and Uranus will form a conjunction on April 20th. The internet is abuzz with it, and while it should be, this event is a big deal, even though it's not a terribly rare one. Jupiter's quick 12-year orbit and Uranus's slow boat 84-year orbit means Jupiter catches up about every 14 years. Still, this conjunction is a powerful force, always guaranteed to leave its mark on the world. It'll leave its mark on your life too, especially if you have any kind of astrological sensitivity to 21 degrees of Taurus, which is where these two giant planets line up this time. That sensitivity, of course, includes any aspects that that part of Taurus makes to the rest of your chart. In other words, if your sun or moon are in 21 degrees of Scorpio, Leo, or Aquarius, this conjunction has your name on it in a big way. And no matter what your chart looks like, we'll all be feeling it in terms of the house it falls in and any other aspects it happens to form with your natal planets. As you explore what the astrological community is saying about the Jupiter-Uranus alignment, you'll encounter a lot of ideas about what it means for the world as a whole. As many of you know, that's called mundane astrology. I remember as a teenager seeing that word for the first time and thinking it must mean really boring astrology, and I have to say, my early reading experiences in the field often backed up that misinterpretation. But of course, the term is based on the Romance language words for the world, mondo or mundo or mon, depending on where you're doing your listening, basically. I have to say that at the mundane level, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is incredibly powerful. It always leaves its fingerprints on the headlines. Back on November 4th of last year, I presented a hybrid webinar about the alignment. That might seem like I was jumping the gun, since the actual conjunction only occurs this month. But as far back as July 2023, the two planets came within 10 degrees of each other. To me, that was close enough to say that we moved into this Jupiter-Uranus season back then. Anyway, the first hour of that webinar was a video that I had pre-recorded, and that part was mostly about the historical implications of the conjunction. The second part of that program was done live, and it was basically a question and answer session, which tended more towards the personal meaning of the event. In preparing the historical part of that presentation, the results of my research were eye-popping, at least to me. When it comes to shaping history, this alignment is the bomb. But that's not really what I want to write about in this newsletter or talk about in this podcast. Here, I want to focus instead on how an evolutionary astrologer might read this conjunction's impact upon you as an individual. As ever, in evolutionary astrology, this will not be about telling you what's going to happen to you. Instead, it will be more like spiritual coaching, how you can happen to the conjunction rather than the other way around. By the way, if you'd like to see that two-hour program, it's available on my website for US$35. There's a link in the text version of this newsletter, or you could just go to forestastrology.com and search the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. You can find it that way. Now, whenever two planets form a conjunction, I tend to think of it as a transitory meta-planet. I guess that in this age of acronyms, I shouldn't miss any opportunity to add some more obscure jargon to the pile and call it a TMP, but I won't. A transitory metaplanet is just what it sounds like. For a brief period, it's as if we had a new planet in the sky, one that synthesized the meanings of two different planets. The key, as ever, lies in remembering that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. A good place to start with any such planetary pairing is to see if they share any common ground. With Jupiter and Uranus, that common ground is an orientation to the future. For example, many astrologers would predict good luck during a Jupiter time. That's often true, but to have that good luck, it really helps to be looking for it. In other words, to be imagining how tomorrow could be even better than today. There's a future orientation. Now, with Uranus, we're talking about revolution, whether it's personal or public. People in Uranian times might menace their friends and families with a proclamation that starting today, things are going to be different around here. In other words, tomorrow will be different than today. There's the future again. Now, Jupiter embraces optimism. Uranus is all about individuation, which is claiming our right to be who we were actually born to be. Put them together, and this transitory metaplanet spells a tomorrow that's better than today. That's Jupiter, because it fits who I really am rather than what I have been pressured and tricked into being, and that's the Uranian side of the equation. Cutting to the chase, wherever the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction falls in your chart, your personal definition of success and good fortune needs to change. It must become more aligned with your ability to truly think for yourself, your ability to think outside the box, in other words. Get that independent self-knowledge right, then boldly act on it. There's your Jupiter-Uranus formula for a true breakthrough. Let me give you some illustrations. Example number one. Imagine a beleaguered copy editor in Manhattan who's dreamed of having no more money worries. Jupiter fashion, he has always imagined that the only way to get there was obvious to just have more money. Suddenly, Uranus fashion, he realizes that he's been paying too much for the money he already has. He downsizes his life. He moves to Uruguay or somewhere in Eastern Europe where he lives like a king. He not only thought bigger, Jupiter fashion, under that Uranian ray, he thought differently too. That Jupiter-Uranus conjunction falls in his second house. Example number two. Imagine a mother of three who's dreamed of becoming a professional astrologer. Wistfully, she has always believed that the only way to get there would be to live in a big, hip, metropolitan area where she could have many clients, something that's impossible for her due to family commitments in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Nervously, she offers to do a talk in a local bookstore. And boldly, Jupiter fashion, she puts some money into advertising it. A local newspaper reporter sees her ad, and out of a clear blue sky contacts her. There's Jupiter's so-called lucky fingerprint. As a result, an article appears about her in Tulsa World, the big newspaper there. I had to Google that one. But because of that article, 50 people show up for her talk, much to her surprise. Afterwards, 10 of them sign up for consultations. An attendee gets excited and offers to help her create a YouTube channel. Inside of a year, she's supporting herself as an astrologer, something she never imagined possible. The Jupiter-Uranus conjunction falls on her midheaven. Here's a third example. There's a 68-year-old woman eking out a living for herself and her 40-year-old son on a meager pension. The son has never had a job. He plays video games all day in his bedroom. His mother feels that he never got over his father flying the coop when her son was only 6 years old. She believes that as his mother, she has a responsibility to take care of him, even though financially she can barely take care of herself. Finally, she blows up and delivers her son the long-awaited ultimatum, get out and get a job. He does both. And 2 years later, he thanks her. Her tough love saved him. The Jupiter-Uranus conjunction falls on her sixth house, Neptune. In each one of these tales, we see the same basic astrological DNA. Life is improved, that's Jupiter, when someone thinks about their situation in a radically different way, Uranus, then acts decisively on it, betting the house on themselves, so to speak. At its best, this transitory metaplanet combines Uranian genius with Jupiterian bold optimism. In each case, the future is not only improved, but viewed in the light of an entirely different set of possibilities. We could construct many more such tales. Somebody realizes that the religion they've practiced all their lives just isn't ringing true for them any longer. Maybe they become a Buddhist, and the conjunction falls in their ninth house. Some people are going to realize they're gay. The conjunction is conjunct natal Venus, or maybe in their eighth house, a chronically unhealthy person becomes a vegetarian. The conjunction trines their Cancer moon. Here's one that I suspect will happen more than once in America this spring. A lifelong Republican realizes they're going to be voting Democratic this time. The conjunction falls in their 11th house. So, where does 21 degrees of Taurus fall in your own chart? Whatever the answer, that's where you need a breakthrough. That's where things simply need to be better in your life. And if they're already pretty good, just realize that they could be even better. That's the Jupiter half of the equation. Here's the Uranian half. Throw away your old maps. Make sure you're not letting the past grab the steering wheel of your life. Don't let other people define the word success for you. There's a treasure within reach, but you have to look for it in the right place. And that place is somewhere you've never been before. Thank you.